Turkish Prime Minister Bülent Ecevit is resisting a chorus of calls for his resignation. Ecevit made a defiant appearance on Turkish television today, vowing to preserve his fast-collapsing ruling coalition. 7 cabinet-level ministers have abandoned the Turkish leader this week, and today one of those defectors launched his own political party. NPR's Guy Raz reports from Ankara.
The Prime Minister's television appearance seemed to underline his weakening grasp on power. The tired, frail-looking leader was, at times, barely intelligible. In recent weeks, newspaper columnists have served up rumors that the 77-year-old prime minister suffers from Parkinson's disease, among a host of other ailments. Still, Ecevit said today that, barring a motion of no confidence, he saw no reason to resign. But he faces a growing number of rebellious backbenchers and ministers. They say Ecevit is too frail to govern and ineffective, particularly when it comes to carrying out reforms necessary to start membership talks for the European Union. One of those politicians disappointed with Ecevit's television statements is Fırat Dayanıklı.
In order for the government to survive, he should actually give hints of a new remodeling in our party. And we were expecting that at least he would give a hint that there would be a new formation, there would be a new democratization within his party.
Meaning the prime minister should step down and make room for new leadership. But İsmail Cem, the foreign minister who resigned yesterday, decided not to wait for Ecevit to step down. Cem announced the creation of his own political party today.
Türkiye'mizin sıkıntılı bir dönemden geçtiği.
Cem plans to challenge his old ally in elections and unseat the prime minister. Today, Ecevit replaced Cem with Şükrü Sinan-Gürel. Unlike the pro-European İsmail Cem, Gürel is less enthusiastic about EU membership. Guy Raz, NPR News, Ankara.